We're talking with Rod Mozell, of course, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Rod, big day for Farm Bureau in Austin. You were there when the president addressed the crowd in a general session this evening. Your first thoughts about what you heard and how the audience responded to the president?
He hit just about all the ag issues that we could ever hope a president would talk about. He touched on just about everything, and the audience. I'm sure there's a few that aren't Trump fans in the crowd, but it was overwhelming support and excitement for the president, and lots of enthusiasm. In fact, it was interesting. I felt like there were a lot of times the crowd was applauding, and he just kept pressing right into the next point or the next issue. So he cut his applause lines way short today, I felt like, but there was a lot of energy and enthusiasm in the room and a lot of excitement about the president. So
I'm not sure. I don't have the exact length of the last two times he was at Farm Bureau, but seemed like just a little bit of a shorter speech this time, about 43 minutes.
I think the last two were both around an hour. And I think part of the difference was how many stops for applause. And there were a lot of stops today, but like I say, he kept starting to make his next point. So I know he's flying from here back to Washington, D.C. to drop off some folks, and then was flying from there straight to, I'm not sure how you say, Davos, Switzerland, or whatever, for the big international summit of all the international leaders. So, but man, he talked about private property rights and water of the USA and rules and regulations and trade issues with certainly the USMCA that he'll be signing later this week, and the China Phase One and Japan and South Korea, and he hit all the major trade deals and talked about lots more he's hoping to get done. So,
as you obviously probably interact a little bit with our other Farm Bureau members from Oklahoma and some of your other peers outside of the state, what in your mind, what was the thing maybe that resonated best with Farm Bureau tonight?
Even though there's a lot of excitement and hope that the trade markets are opening back up some around the world, probably all the emphasis he put on private property rights and that he trusted farmers to know better what to do with their land than he did government agencies, and he thought that farmers were much better stewards and would make better decisions, and so that he was working hard to change the rules and regulatory climate, and referred specifically to some things with grazing rights in the West and the Corps of Engineer issues on water and so forth. So there was a lot of excitement from many members that I heard after the speech that he was giving so much emphasis to many of those kinds of issues, in addition to addressing trade and issues which have been at the forefront for so long.
Beyond the president, Rod, what, I know that you're coming up Tuesday, you'll have the policy session. Anything in particular that is kind of the top of the to-do list for Oklahoma Farm Bureau?
We have a number of resolutions that have made it through the process to date. There have been a lot of concern about wild animal populations, particularly feral hogs and buzzards, and the impact the buzzards are having on firstborn calves or just born calves. And so we have some resolutions on those subjects that we think have a good chance of becoming national policy and hopefully drawing some additional attention from the administration and Congress. And then I'm sure there's going to be a general review of all the farm policies. So, but that there's several from Oklahoma specifically, and on those types of issues of trying to deal with the increasing pressure we're getting from the wildlife interfering with crop, either killing crops or eating crops, depending on whether it's row crops or animals. But so that's an issue that's kind of come up that's going to get a lot of attention.
Thanks, Rod. Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, leading the delegation from the state to Austin in the 2020 American Farm Bureau Convention. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.